You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95BFM.
Morena Tim Bat.
Morena. Hey, what's going on with this bee situation? Where's the bee now?
The bee has buggered off.
Honestly, Tim, it's disappeared, and that I find that extremely stressful. Is at least if I could see it, you know?
Well, it's doing its social distancing properly now, so I'm quite glad to see that, at least. But yeah.
I can totally understand that, though. It's like when you see a spider in your room, and you're like, God damn, and then suddenly it crawls under something, and you're like, this sucks even more.
I definitely agree with that. I had a cricket under my bed the other night. I don't mind crickets, but they're bloody loud.
Much better to know where the enemy is at all times.
The enemy being the bee.
Yeah.
Hey, we're not just talking about bees this morning, though. We're talking about media, as we are. And it's all popping off, obviously, at the moment. What is going on, Tim?
My dudes, I am probably going to do the opposite of what my job is supposed to be on BFM, so you'll have to excuse me for that. But as the sort of media commentator, I got two things to say. I'll get to the first thing because it's the specific first, and then the slightly more esoteric point after.
Okay, good.
The first one is there's so much history being made at the moment, and there's kind of an interesting phenomenon where some very respected journalists are suggesting that everyone should stop listening to Donald Trump and news organizations should stop taking his press conferences live. And it's based on the fact that we've got this crazy situation where the most powerful man in America with like the biggest broadcasting platform possible is just giving out complete misinformation, and it's literally getting people killed.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and that is not what we need in a global pandemic at all.
Is this the first time this has popped up, though? This feels like deja vu. I feel like maybe a year ago people were talking about the same sort of thing with him.
To do with Trump.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Well, no, I didn't know about that.
I think maybe at that time it was kind of different, though, because right now this is like a health emergency. And so when Donald Trump comes out and says things that are really completely contra to all of the advice that health experts are giving, it is really dangerous.
Yeah.
So that's really interesting to hear that some journalists are saying that. What kind of journalists are we talking about here, Tim?
So a couple of days ago on the Rachel Maddow show, which I think is possibly the highest rating cable news show in America on MSNBC.
Right.
She had a surprisingly emotional show. She's normally pretty even keeled and level headed, but there just seemed to be sort of a lot of venom in her show. And then it was sort of revealed at the end of the episode as to why. And it was because one of her co-workers had actually passed away from COVID.
Hmm.
So she was expressing her rage throughout the episode, really, that the Trump administration had bungled this so much. And in particular, the communication that they've been sending the American people has not just been not reassuring, and particularly from the president dodging any kind of personal responsibility,
mm-hmm.
but they're actually giving out bad info.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there was a post that I saw on Reddit yesterday. A woman whose husband was a massive Trump supporter followed Trump's advice on this duo of medications, which has not been clinically trialed whatsoever for mm-hmm. COVID. And because Trump said it was a good thing to do, this guy did it and ended up dying as well. So she was just kind of going out there saying, look, my husband died listening to Trump. Everyone needs to completely stop listening to anything this guy says. But
it makes you very grateful that we have got very sensible advice being given in New Zealand.
It's quite a weird feeling for me because generally I've got a little bit of a anarchist sort of bent, and certainly not a big fan of things like patriotism in general, but holy shit, I've never been more proud to be a Kiwi.
I think a lot of people are feeling that at the moment.
It's pretty weird to feel this proud of your government, for me anyway, but man, they're just doing, from my point of view, such a stellar job. And just in terms of the like communication and tone that we're getting from the very
top,
it's crazy. They should just put Jacinda in charge of this crisis for the globe for the next 6 months.
I've actually seen a few people saying that, just being like, can Jacinda just lead the entire world?
Well, interestingly, a lot of countries are following what our country is doing, which is why it is so important that we as just citizens of the world do listen to this advice and follow it. You know, stay at home, stay in your bubble, and minimize this whole situation as much as is absolutely possible, because, you know, we are literally all in this together, not just the country, but the whole world, you know, and we've got to lead by example as well.
That's absolutely right. The second thing that I just wanted to say on Media Bat today is, man, just stop paying attention to the media. Like, get the health instructions that you need. But I cannot stress this enough. Everyone's mental health is so critical right now. And this thing's going to be a marathon, not a sprint. So just do everything you can for yourself and your friends to withdraw from like a news addiction.
Yeah.
Go out. You can go outside. You can get fresh air. You've got to maintain all of the recommended distances away from everyone. But like, get some fresh air, disconnect, get offline, play a board game with the people that you're sequestered in your house with, read a book, listen to some cool music. Like, we don't have a lot of control over the situation, so the little bits of control you do have, you need to look after your mental well-being, and that is going to be incumbent on you being very careful about the amount of stuff you put in your brain. So just, I say, go away from the media, absorb some art for a while. And speaking of that, can I do a plug for something I've made?
You can absolutely do a plug for something you made, Tim. What have you made?
Well, in this vein, because I think what people need right now is a bit of a distraction while everyone's locked down in their houses, I've attempted to create a TV studio in my garage, and I'm making this streaming show
that
called
is the
Happening.
DIY fantastic thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, so at 3 p.m. today, we're going to have our second episode. The first episode was awesome, but a slight shambles as I'm just getting used to all this gear and how the software works and stuff. But if you go on facebook.com/thisishappeningshow,
okay,
you'll get me probably a bit baked, throwing to segments from comedians, talking to comedians, talking to other artists, getting some art on the show, and just if you need a little break and want to hang out with some friends, come tune into that this afternoon at 3 p.m. It's called Happening, and I am delighted to be doing it.
Is it just you now? I watched the first one, it was yourself and Guy Montgomery, so I'm guessing with quarantine restrictions, it's just the bat
show.
Guy has promised to come to us live and direct from a bathtub, so that'll be
that's fantastic.
Very, very
good. Do you know
good.
What? I hope he put some pillows in the bathtub, because if you've ever sat in one for a long period of time, it's actually not so nice without water in it.
No. Tim, not to inflate your ego too much, but you have got some fans. They've texted in. Somebody, Rosie, has texted in to say, "This is happening is so good, especially the Chirons." Thanks for some great company.
There's a lot of technical prowess going on. There's live vision switching. There's live Chirons.
Now, what is a Chiron?
Yeah, I don't know what
basically
a Chiron is.
It would be a bit of graphic that appeared underneath you that said, "Rachel Ash, beat 95 BFM breakfast host at
Love it.
Rachie Ash."
That's me.
So just attributions on screen.
I like that. That's very impressive, Tim.
Thank you. I've confusingly added one more bit of tech, which is a proper audio desk, and removed
you're like
a whole person being here.
If
yeah,
you're
but
not...
I don't know if this is going to work.
Oh, my God. There's an element of if you're not sure whether it's going to work or not, you're not interested.
So live and direct from Tim's garage, 3 p.m. today, this is happening. Jump on Facebook and find that. And I think you put some very good advice out there, Tim, as well. Make sure you do follow the government's advice. Go on the COVID website to get all of the information you need. Tune in when you need to tune in to the news, because we do need to know what is going on in the world. But also make sure you do take some time to just have a brain break, because it is really important to look after your mental health. So big heart out cheer for that, Tim.
Yeah, you guys are doing an amazing job.
Oh,
I've got to
you.
Say, like, BFM is an absolute beacon in these dark times.
Hey,
love you guys.
Big love, Tim. See you in the garage via the media, the magic of the internet.
The media.
Bye bye.
See you all.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.